Hello, everybody. This is On the Real with. Hello, everybody. This is On the Real with Dr. D. And today I want to talk about communication. Wow. Everybody's always talking about how important communication is. But whenever I hear someone say that, I'm almost certain they're overlooking some really important things about what communication means. So let me get right to it because we don't have a whole lot of time. I'm Dr. Deborah Nixon. I'm a former family therapy professor. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist and coach. And I'm in South Florida, Fort Lauderdale. And I am in love with black people. And I am in love with being black. And I'm in love with what it means for black people to be in relationships that work. All right. So let's get right to it. Communications. According to experts, there are five levels of communication. And I'm just going to get right to it. I start out, the very number one is the most shallow conversation. That is just saying, hello, how are you doing? Number five, that's the deepest part of communication, and that's saying, you know what, I really need this from you. It really hurts me when you do this, okay? So the idea is communication on level five is what I know people are not doing. That's the most vulnerable area of communication. So people say, communicators, you got to tell me where you're going, you got to tell me where you've been, you got to tell me, we got to be on the same page about what bills we're paying. That is all probably level two or three. Five is when we get right down to it and we just talk about the stuff, ask the questions that's hard to ask to yourself and to your partner. Say the things that are most difficult to say, and that is, it really hurts me to think that we could end this relationship and we never get back together. That's deep. That's level five. And people don't like to say that kind of stuff because that is too deep. That is scary. The person might be really going to leave me. The person might think I'm a wimp, especially if you are come from a tradition where you don't let people see you sweat, say, or if you're a man and you're like, nah, man, you don't ever let a woman know how you're feeling on that level. So if you really want to have a lasting relationship and if that's what you want, then what you must do is start talking on a deeper level. If you want to start with four and just talk about what you want, I want to be able to walk out the house without you wondering where I am. I want you to trust me, that kind of thing. That's what I want. Level five is it scares me. I get scared. It frightens me. It bothers me to think that, you know, you could just leave me because you act like I'm not important to you. That is level five conversations. Those are the kind of conversations that endear women. I'm just going to talk to your brothers for a minute. Those are the kind of things that women want to hear you say because she needs to know that you trust her with your heart. Now, when you start talking about trust at level five, when you start talking about trust, you're talking about not only trusting that person, but trusting yourself. And that is, if you say, I don't know what I would do if you weren't in my life. I want you in my life. I need you in my life. If you say something like that and you think the person might say, you know what? Well, you're on your own. See, you went out on a limb and you didn't want to go out there because you didn't want to be out there by yourself. But you went out there because you trusted you. That means you know that you're going to be all right no matter what they do. That's trusting yourself. So both of those things are really important when you're talking about level five conversations. You want to be there for them, but you want to be there for yourself. And if they decide to walk away, you know what you do? You take your vulnerability, you take your love, you take your level five communications, and you find somebody who can dig that. And you got to be okay with that. And, yeah, it's going to hurt a minute, and, yeah, you're going to feel bad a long time because you wanted it with that person. At this level of conversation, you got to be man, woman enough to just deal with what happens. And I know how hard that is. Don't hear me saying, like, I haven't been there and haven't had to do it, so don't hear that. But what I need you to do is to start thinking about how am I communicating? Am I staying around level two, level three, because I don't want to be hurt, I don't want to lose, or am I going to four and five, because you know what? If I lose, like Rosie Perez said in Black, White Men Can't Jump, sometimes you win when you lose, sometimes it's a tie. And basically what she was saying is you never lose because you always win when you you're true to yourself. You always win when you talk from your heart. And if that person can't handle that, then they are not the one. They're not the one. And I know you don't want to hear that either, but that is what's going to get you to really value what it means to have a conversation on the level that is meaningful, that is lasting. Now, my assumption is that's what you want. That's my assumption, but I could be wrong. But if that's what you want, then you are going to have to begin right now, today. What is it, March 28th, 2016, asking for what you want, telling people what you need, talking on a deeper level. If you're talking about communicating, let's just say at work, because I was talking about couples in relationships, at work, if your boss is giving you all of the large assignments because they trust you, but these other slackers, and I will just call them that, people sitting on their behinds, you know, chatting and talking and online, they're just coasting through. Of course, the boss trusts you. You got to be able to say to your supervisor, to your manager, to whomever, you know, I appreciate you trusting me, but what I really need is not to have so many things on my plate. I really need my team to be playing in this game the way I'm playing. This is what I need. And if you need me to train them, I'll be glad to do that, but you got to give me authority to do that because I cannot keep doing all the work and they just sliding, coming through here, you know, taking long breaks, you know, staying out lunch too long and then coming back at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock when the day is almost over, and then they chat the rest of the time. I can't do all the work. You got to be able to say on a deeper level, what you need, what you want. So, again, it applies to any relationship. It could be with your parents. It could be with your siblings. That's where you have to go when you talk and communicate. So communication, I said, it's not just communication. It is not just talking. Just like now, I'm doing a lot of talking. I think I'm saying some meaningful stuff, but what would make this conversation even better if one of you guys had a question and you called in with your question. Now we're talking. Now what I got to do is listen. That's a big part of communication. You got to tell people what you want, what you need. That person got to listen to you while you tell them that. And then you, hearing what they say when they talk, it requires you to listen. And that's when communication happens, when two people are listening and they're talking on level, we just call that level five, because that's where a real relationship begins. You know when somebody's pulling your leg, somebody's lying, somebody's not being on the real, somebody's not telling you like it is. You're not really communicating. They're talking, but you're not communicating, first of all, because you don't believe them, first of all, because you can't trust them. And if you're in a relationship with somebody like that, then there's no trust, then the relationship is not really a relationship. Because relationship has this idea that something is working both ways with two parties. So, if you got a question, this is Dr. D. I want to drop that on you really quickly. And now I would like to take some calls. If there's someone out there who has a question and you want to put it to me, you got your number right there in front of you. Give me a call and let's talk. If you don't see your number, it is 657-383-1387. So check in if you want to check in with me. Man, as you can tell, I'm very pumped up. But this is just important to me because I hear people talk about how important communication is, but I get the sense that nobody's really talking. They're just talking. You know, nobody's really communicating. They are just saying that because maybe they heard it somewhere or because on some level they're not getting something from their partners. But what I want to offer us, what I want to offer is that you only begin communicating when you talk on a level where the person hears what's going on in your heart, whatever that is, and then they're listening on a level that they truly are invested in what you have to say. And you can tell when people are listening to you. And, of course, it's a reciprocity. You know, it's reciprocal. They have to hear, you have to hear them when they're talking, and listen to them when they're talking. And when somebody says something you don't understand, don't just let it slide. I don't care how deep, how intellectual, or how esoteric it sounds, how, you know, you can't get it. That's why you ask the question, okay, what do you mean by that? at the risk of sounding ignorant, and you say that to yourself, tell me what you mean by that. Tell me how I missed that. Tell me because you said this, that, or the other, but somehow it's not making sense to me. So make it plain to me. Talk to me as if you were talking to a two-year-old. And then you listen like you're a two-year-old, you know, because two-year-olds, they don't just ask questions, they want to know. So you listen like you really want to know. You tune in, you lean in, as we say, and let them share with you. And then if they say something else in that explanation that doesn't make sense to you, go ahead and sound as ignorant as you possibly can, because what this lets them know is that you still are trying to hear them when they talk. You really want to get it. And people, more than anything, they want you to get them. And the only way they know where you are is that you ask questions, no matter how insignificant, how unimportant, how stupid, whatever your word is, no matter how it sounds, you want them to know that you're trying to get it. Ain't nothing like talking to somebody and they really are trying to get you. And ain't nothing like talking to someone and they get you, because that's what you want more than anything. So imagine this. I'm still waiting on some calls, so don't let me talk over you. Imagine this, two people having a conversation, and one person says, you know, I don't, we'll keep with the boss example. Mr. So-and-so, Miss So-and-so, I'm working way too hard, and I'm doing my job and two or three other people's jobs. It's not fair to me. I want to be on the team, but I can't carry the whole team. Okay. So then they say to you, you know, I really respect that, because, and you know, I have you doing all this work because I trust you. I know it's going to get done right. And I said, yes, ma'am, I do appreciate that. Yes, sir, I do appreciate that. But I can't keep going like this, you know. So what do we have to do? This is you talking. What do we have to do to get everybody else on the team to at least do more of their part? Because I don't mind. I trust me like you trust me. I don't mind working, but I don't want to do all the work. Okay, or else you can just pay me and let them go. So now you've spoken your heart. You've been honest with them. They heard you. And what you do now is you work it out. But you keep saying what you want. And if it's what you want, it's what you need. If you keep saying that, it is never too much, because that's the only time you get what you need and what you want, is you let people know. And if for some reason they can't give you what you need, what you want, guess what? This is not the job for you. Then you go find you, if you need a job, you go find you another job, J-O-B, to get what you want. Or if you don't want a job, then you just leave there and go do your own thing. Where if you've got to do all the work, you might as well get all the benefits. So then that's you. So that's a level of communication where you say what you want, you say what you need, and then you get to a different place. That's reciprocity. The boss is hearing you. You put it out there. Yes. And our time is almost up. And it is, I am just that you guys showed up on the call today. And if you want to stay in touch with me, go to drdeborahnixon.com and subscribe, and let's stay connected. I am a licensed family therapist if you're in the state of Florida. I'm a coach if you're anywhere else in the world. And you want to continue to talk about relationships, communication, I have some products on my product page. And we can keep doing this. On the real, I say it, I'm going to say it every week. On the real, you already know. This has been On the Real with Dr. D. May you have the best Monday of your life. I'm signing off, guys. Looks like we got just a few seconds. Somebody wants to email me, Dr. Deborah at drdeborahnixon.com. You may email me there and have a question about today's show. That would be just lovely. Go to my website, like I said, drdeborahnixon.com, and look around. And if you're interested in coaching, there's something there for some free coaching calls. So our time is running out. Man, this has been great. Again, I'm looking for questions. I'll say it over again till all my seconds are gone. drdeborahnixon.com. Dr. Deborah at Dr. Deborah Nixon at Dr. Deborah at DrDeborahNixon.com is my email address. All right. Be well. Ciao. Whew.